麦昆达之音服务员一聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2019年11月27日，星期三。我们再次荣幸地邀请到了 Radha Charan Prabhu 为我们继续讲解《永恒的 Chaitanya 经》Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita。
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 19, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Srila Rupa Goswami.
今天我们继续来阅读《永恒的 Chaitanya 经》Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第十九章，主 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 教导 Sri Rupa Goswami.
We are broadcasting from the holy place of Rishikesh by the Ganges.
我们现在在恒河岸边，在 Rishikesh 圣城给大家讲课。
And we would like to profusely apologize to our dear listeners for being sometime unavailable.
那我们对我们有时候的这个讲课的缺席深表歉意。
Because of busy traveling.
因为我们一直在旅行之中，行程非常的繁忙。
And we have taken a group of Chinese teachers and all sorts of people from China to bring them to the Holy Dham.
我们现在带一些中国人，从中国各地的来的中国人，我们带着他们参加这个游学，去到这个各个圣地。
And it has been quite an amazing experience to see the transformation. Visible transformation in people who know nothing about Krishna consciousness.
那对于这些对 Krishna 知觉一无所知的人而言，看到他们身上所表现出来的这种惊人的变化，我们也感到非常的惊喜。
That transformation was mostly powerful when we arrived in Vrindavan.
那当我们来到 Vrindavan 的时候，他们的身上所表现出来的这种改变尤其让人吃惊。
Not knowing anything about Krishna consciousness, it'd be very difficult to expect people to instantly connect.
因为这些人他们对于 Krishna 知觉是一无所知的，所以他们如何与圣地在第一次见面的时候就能够有所连接，这一点是未知的。
Or even identify with the culture of India, with the Vaishnava culture, with the mood of Vrindavan.
或者去认同印度的文化，认同伟达的文化，或者是去认同这个印度的那种氛围，文达文的圣地的氛围。
But Chinese people being naturally soft-hearted.We were amazed to see how quickly they embraced the entire atmosphere.
那中国人天性就是心肠非常的柔软的，所以我们很快的就看到他们敞开自己的心扉，全身心的去拥抱了这种圣地的独特的氛围。
And they danced in front of the deities.
他们在神像面前翩翩起舞。
They offered flowers to the deities and they offered flowers to Srila Prabhupada.
他们也向神像敬献了花环，也向 Srila Prabhupada 献了鲜花。
And they heard about Krishna consciousness from two great saintly Vaishnavas.
而且他们又从非常神圣的、非常圣洁的两位 Vaishnava 奉献者那里聆听了有关 Krishna 知觉的知识。
They took Mahaprasadam.
他们也荣耀了 Mahaprasadam.
And they also chanted the holy name.
他们也唱诵了圣名。
So, this is actually extraordinary to see that the five limbs of devotional service, as they are given by Srila Rupa Goswami, can be experienced even by a brand new person.
所以说呢，就是 Rupa Goswami 所提出的五种最重要的这种奉献服务，即便是在这样的一些初次接触 Krishna 知觉的人身上，也能够看到有所体现。这一点是非同寻常的。
Because it is a natural position of the spirit soul to engage in Krishna's service.
因为对于受条件限制的灵魂而言，去从事对 Krishna 的奉献服务，其实是非常的自然而然的。
And now we are in Rishikesh at the foot of the Himalayas.
现在我们又来到了 Rishikesh 圣城，就在喜马拉雅山脚。
And every morning, the entire group sits together and chant one round of Japa.
每天清晨，我们游学团所有的成员会坐在一起，一起念诵，曼陀罗 Japa 一圈。
And they recite verses from the Bhagavad Gita.
然后接下来就是诵读《薄伽梵歌》中的诗节。
And they have come in contact with the holy water of the Ganges.
而且呢，他们还能够去接触到圣河恒河的河水。
So definitely, their life is very auspicious in many ways.
所以呢，毫无疑问。他们的生命，他们的生活从方方面面都已经变得非常的吉祥了。
And these are people who, before coming to the Holy Dham, would never thought of experiencing such a thing.
而这些人在他们来到圣地之前，他们从来都没有想象过会是这样的一种遇见。
Not only that, but this group came along with a TV crew.
而且不仅如此呢，我们还有一个摄制组跟随着我们的游学团。
And they are fascinated by everything that they're filming.
他们所拍摄的一切都让他们感到着迷。
And they are also chanting, they are also taking prasadam.
他们也唱诵，他们也荣耀 prasadam.
And they interviewed the swamis.
而且他们还采访了 swami 们。
In many ways, this is quite an amazing adventure.
无论如何，这一次的这个经历呢，都是一次不可思议的、非常独特的经历。
And this is all the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, of course.
而这毫无疑问，这一切呢，都要归功于 Srila Prabhupada 的仁慈。
So in devotional service, as we progress and as we go deeper in relishing our relationship with Krishna, then we begin to understand how Krishna reciprocates.
所以呢，在奉献服务的道路上，当我们逐渐的得到了进步，逐步的越来越深入的去品味到 Krishna 的爱和 Krishna 这种关系的这种时候呢，那我们呢也就会 then we will become more.
We see how Krishna reciprocates.
那我们就会越来越多的看到 Krishna 也回报了我们。
So, as sadhakas, as devotees performing devotional service under rules and regulations,
那作为 sadhaka 就是在规范修习的奉献者。
We are all servants.
我们都是一些仆人。
When we receive a spiritual name, it is always given with the affix das or Dasi.
当我们接受启迪，获得一个灵性的名字的时候，都是有一个后缀，就是 Das 或者是 Dasi.
And we perform devotional service under the direction of Srila Rupa Goswami to become perfect servants of Guru and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那我们就是在 Rupa Goswami 的指导下去从事奉献服务，努力的成为 Guru 和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仆人。
So, in other words, our relationship with the spiritual master and our relationship with Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya is what is known as Dasya Ras, the mood of servant.
那么就是说我们和我们的灵性导师还有和主尼迪安安德和主切塔尼亚马哈帕布之间的这种关系，很自然的就是一种主仆关系，一种达夏拉斯。 就是仆人去服务主人。
And in this material world, as practicing devotees, there are no other relationships.
那么在这个物质世界，作为在修习的奉献者而言，除了这种 dasaras 主仆的关系之外，就没有其他的关系了。
Even if we are friends with devotees, even if we are parents with devotees, even if we have married as devotees, still.Our position is to be a servant.
那即便是我们跟奉献者之间是朋友的关系，或者是父母和孩子之间的这种关系，或者是一家人，那无论如何，我们依然还是这样的一种 dasha ras 的关系。
But on the perfected platform of pure devotional service, under the direction of the spiritual master.One can develop a very specific attachment for a specific service to Krishna.
那么当在我们的灵性导师的指导下去从事奉献服务，并且达到完美境界的时候，我们就可以培养出和 Krishna 之间的一种特定的关系。
So, in the Upadeshamrita,
那就是在 Upadeshamrita 教会的
纲领。Rupa Goswami explains that.The position of a sadhaka, a practicing devotee, is to follow.
那 Rupa Goswami 他就说呢，一个 sadhaka， 一个规范修习的一个奉献者，首要的任务就是去追随。
And following means following those who are pure devotees who serve Krishna.
那指的就是说呢，去追随那些在为 Krishna 做奉献服务的纯粹的奉献者。
Those who serve Krishna in Vrindavan, we serve them and we learn from them.
那我们呢，就是去追随那些在 Vrindavan 服务 Krishna 的奉献者。我们追随他，我们向他们学习，我们服务于他们。
A devotee never aspires to go to Krishna directly.
奉献者从来都不会奢望要直接的来到 Krishna 的跟前。
One is always a servant of the servant of the servant.
一个奉献者永远是奉献者的仆人的仆人的仆人。
And Srila Prabhupada explained that when one gets the mercy of Shrivanti Radharani, she will definitely recommend the devotee to Krishna.
那Srila Prabhupada经常说，如果一个人能够取悦 Shrimati Radharani 的时候。Srimati Radharani 一定会把奉献者推荐给 Krishna.
So, under the direction of the spiritual master, one will be inclined to develop a specific mood or a specific relationship with Krishna.
所以呢，在灵性导师的这个指引之下，一位奉献者他就慢慢的会升起一种要和 Krishna 培养一种特定的关系的愿望。
This is not the situation or our situation right now.
但是现在我们还没有到达这样的一个地步。
Our position right now is to serve the devotees, serve the spiritual master, and perform our duty.
那我们现在的任务就是去服务奉献者，服务我们的灵性导师，去从事自己的责任。
And once we have gone through the different stages of anatta nivritti, clearing all the unwanted material desires,
那当我们达到了 anatta nivritti, 把那些物质的污染、这些欲望、不想要的欲望都清除干净的时候，
and becoming fixed nishta,
然后我们达到了 nishta, 就是专注的、坚定的这样一个。层面的时候
and ashakti attachment
然后再接下来的一步是 ashakti 就是依附眷恋
finally pure love for Krishna arises and at that point we receive a specific service
那么再往下一步呢就是我们对这个 Krishna 的这种爱就浮现出来那这个时候呢我们就会对为 Krishna 做特定的奉献服务
So this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining to Srila Rupa Goswami
那么刚才所说的这一切就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 向 Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī 所解释的。
And later on, Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī will explain all this in far more details in his book Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, The Nectar of Devotion.
那么之后呢，就是 Rūpa Gosvāmī 他就在他的 Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 风爱的甘露之养，或者是风爱的甘露当中，将会有更加详细的阐释。
So there are five categories of service.
那么这个服务呢，可以分为五大类。
One is service in a neutral stage.
一种就是一种中性的关系下的服务。
One is service as a servant.
一种呢是以仆人的这个地位来服务。
One is service as a friend.
一个呢是以朋友的身份在服务。
One is service as a parent.
还有一个是以父母的身份。
And one is service as a lover.
还有一种呢就是以爱侣的身份来服务。
So different devotees have different attachments.
那不同的奉献者就有不同的依附之情。
Neutral, servitor, friend, parent, lover.
就是一个是中性，然后是仆人，仆人的心态，然后呢朋友，然后父母，然后是爱侣。
And we have a minute vision of this by experiencing and witnessing the same kind of relationship in this material world.
那在这个物质世界里面，当我们去看到一种相应的这种世俗的关系的时候呢，我们可能会对这样的一种关系有这种比较，就是比较些微、比较小、微小的一些理解。
But these relationships in the material world are temporary.
但是我们在物质世界所看到的这样的一种人与人的这种关系是非常的短暂。
And they are imperfect.
而且也是不完美的。
Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that aside from these five main relationships, there are seven indirect ones.
那Chaitanya Mahaprabhu就解释说呢。接着说呢，就是除了这五种主要的这种关系之外，接下来还有七种是属于这个间接的。
Which are expressions of feelings based on those relationships.
这个呢，实际上就是基于刚才所说的这种关系之上的一种情感体验。
One is laughter.
一种是大笑。
One is wonder.
惊愕。
One is chivalry.
就是骑士精神的英雄气概的。
One is compassion.
然后是慈悲或者仁慈。
One is anger.
愤怒。
One is disaster.
灾难性的。
And one is fear.
还有一个是恐惧。
Then there are another five.
那接下来还有五种。
No. Sorry.The five direct relationship with Krishna are always in the heart of the devotee.
那么就是说和 Krishna 之间的直接的这样的五种超然的关系呢，是永远的存在于奉献者的心中的。
But the seven indirect ones, they can come out at any time.
那还有这七种间接的这种情感，它会不时的升腾出来，会出现 不时的出现。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives example of famous devotee who excel, who are most famous in each categories of relationships.
那么就是就这五种不同的这个关系 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，也就例举了一些非常在这方面每一种关系中非常突出的。卓越的奉献者做例子。
So in the neutral stage, the famous four Kumaras are being quoted.
那么在这里呢，就这个中性关系而言 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就举了 Kumar 四兄弟作为例子。
The four Kumaras were the four sons of Lord Brahma.
这 Kumar 四兄弟呢，他是主婆罗诃摩的四个孩子。
And from the time that they were born, they decided to remain brahmacharis.
从他们出生的那一刻开始，他们就想终身遵守。
But these brahmacharis means that they had some impersonal concept of Krishna.
那就是说这些 brahmacharis 遵守说呢，他们对于 Krishna 的这个觉知是一种非人格性的。
And that conception was broken when they smelled the tulsi leaves offered at the lotus feet of Vishnu.
但是呢，后来当他们闻到了主 Vishnu 的这个莲花足上供奉的 Tulsi 散发出来的芬芳的时候，他们就完全的改变了。
So just by the power of Tulsi Devi, they established a relationship with Krishna, but on a neutral stage.
那就是因为Tulsi Devi 的这个仁慈，所以他们和 Krishna 之间和 Vishnu 之间建立起了这样的一种关系，但是这种关系是就是停留在中性的。
Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives examples of devotees in Vrindavan.
然后接下来Chaitanya Mahaprabhu又举了 Vrindavan 的奉献者的例子。
In Vrindavan, examples of devotees in fraternity are Shridam and Sudama. In Dwarka, the Lord's friends are Bhima and Arjuna.In Vrindavan, the devotees in parental love are Mother Yashoda and Father Nanda Maharaj. And in Dwarka, the Lord's parents are Vasudeva and Devaki.
那就是说，在这个 Vrindavan, 如果说到这个朋友关系的话，那这两个最突出的例子就是 Shridam 和 Sudharma。然后在 Dwarka 呢 ，Krishna 主 Krishna 的这个朋友就是 Bhima 和 Arjuna。在 Vrindavan 的话，就是以那父母的挚爱来对待 Krishna 的呢，就是 Yashoda 和妈妈和 Nanda Maharaj。然后呢，就是说在 Dwarka 呢，这个主 Krishna 的父母就是 Vasudeva 和 Devaki。
Okay, then the chief devotees.In conjugal loves are the gopis of Vrindavan, the queens of Dwarka, and the goddess of fortunes in Vaikuntha.
那么说到了这种爱侣关系呢，在这个 Vrindavan, 最首要的这些奉献者就是 Gopi 牧牛姑娘们，在 Dwarka 就是那些王后们，而在 Vaikuntha 无忧星宿就是幸运女神们。
Attachment for Krishna is into two categories. One is attachment with awe and reverence, and the other is pure attachment without reverence.
那么对 Krishna 的依附之情也可以分成两大类，一类是带着敬畏之心的那种依附，那么还有一种呢，就是属于纯粹的依附或者说眷恋，其中不掺杂任何的敬畏。
So basically, without reverence is exclusively in Vrindavan, and with reverence is everywhere else.
那么所以说呢，就是在 Vrindavan 那样的一种情感是没有一丝敬畏之情的。那么加有这个敬畏之情的这样的一种爱，就是 Vrindavan 之外的其他的所有的地方。
So in the Vaikuntha planets.Krishna is worshipped with great opulence, and people understand that he is the supreme personality of Godhead.
那么在 Vaikuntha 在无忧星宿的话，那里的居民都知道 Krishna 就是至尊人格首神，所以他们用无尽的富裕和华美来崇拜主 Krishna.
But in Vrindavan, when one is a friend or a parent or a lover, then the opulence is completely removed.
那么就是在 Vrindavan 的话，如果是以 Krishna 的朋友，或者 Krishna 的父母，或者是以 Krishna 的爱侣的这个身份来爱 Krishna 的话，那么在这里就没有那些完全没有敬畏。
So for example, when Krishna appeared in Mathura, his father and mother Vasudeva and Devaki they saw him not as Krishna from Vrindavan.But as the supreme personality of Godhead.
那么就是说到了这个 Mathura 的时候，当 Vasudeva 和 Devaki 看待这个主 Krishna 的时候，他就不是以这个父母的那个心态，而是把 Krishna 看成的是至尊人格守神。
So, Vasudeva and Devaki understood that Krishna and Balaram are the Supreme Lord.
那么就是 Vasudeva 和 Devaki， 他们是知道就是 Krishna 和 Balaram 就是他们的两个儿子。
So Devaki could not express her feeling as a mother because she had so much respect for Krishna.
因为 Devaki 心中对Krishna 充满的都是崇敬之心，所以他很难有这种母爱情感的自然流露。
And similarly, when Krishna showed his universal form to Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Arjuna completely was overwhelmed because he thought Krishna was his friend, but then suddenly he saw that Krishna is the Supreme Lord and he begged for forgiveness.
那同样的就是在库鲁之野战场上，当 Krishna 向 Arjuna 去展示他的宇宙形体的时候， Arjuna 感到万分的震惊。因为在这之前他一直以为 Krishna 和他是朋友的这种关系，但是现在他却意识到 Krishna 原来是至尊人格守神，所以说呢，就在这种惊讶之下，他就向 Krishna 去祈求宽恕。
And this reminds me that we should never take Krishna for granted, or the words of Krishna for granted, or the deity of Krishna for granted.
所以呢，这就让我想到了，我们不能以想当然的这种心态来看待 Krishna 的形体、他的神像、他的 Krishna 的话。
When Arjuna saw the universal form, he told Krishna, thinking of you as my friend, I have rashly addressed you, O Krishna, O Yadava, O my friend, not knowing your glories. Please forgive whatever I may have done in madness or in love. I have dishonored you many times, jesting as we relaxed, lying on the same bed, or sat or ate together, sometimes alone, sometimes in front of many friends.O infallible one, please excuse me for all these offenses.
那当 Krishna 向 Arjuna 展示宇宙形体的时候，大惊失色之下呢，那个 Arjuna 就说，我曾经以为你是我的朋友，把你当成我的朋友，因此我曾经一直非常鲁莽的称呼你为 O Krishna, O Yadava, O 我的朋友啊，我对你的荣耀一无所知。无论我在疯狂中或者在爱中对您做了些什么，请宽恕我。很多次我曾经对你失敬，当我们在当我们在放松的玩笑时，当我们同吃同住时，有的时候只是我们在一起，有的时候是在很多的朋友面前。哦，永无又谬误的人啊，请原谅我对您做出的所有这些冒犯。
And this happens to all of us when we are over familiar with a very close friend, but we don't know who that person is.Then we don't think we are offensive, but then when we realize that this person is actually a great personality, then we realize how offensive we are.
那这一点呢，也发生在我们的身上。如果我们不知道跟我们很亲密的人的他的这种真实的身份的话，我们可能就会过于的这个熟悉，过于的这个随便了。但是之后，当我们恍然大悟，明白他的真实身份的时候，就会感觉到之前对待他的这个态度实在是太鲁莽，太随便了，有这个冒犯。
And the same example is given with Krishna when he was joking with Queen Rukmini.
那么同样的例子呢，也体现在 Krishna 和 Rukmini 王后的这个。就是开玩笑的时候。
Because she was taking him for granted, he's my husband, so you know I can do whatever I want. But when he said that he's going to leave, then she was shocked.
那因为 Rukmini 呢，也就是 觉得这个 Krishna 就是她的丈夫，所以呢，她也比较的随便，觉得理所应当了。但是后来，当她听说 Krishna 要离开她的时候，她就感到非常的震惊了。
So a devotee, some devotees are aware that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, and some devotees are not aware.And they are not interested to know that he is the Supreme Lord.
所以说有的奉献者呢，他是知道 Krishna 至尊人格守身，有一些奉献者并不知道他至尊人格守身这个身份，而且也没有对他至尊人格守身的身份也没有兴趣知道。
So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives more examples. For example, Mother Yashoda, when she asked Krishna to open his mouth, she saw all the universes. She was bewildered for a moment, but then she thought, okay.Don't do it again. Now go and play.
那么同样的就是当亚修达妈妈让 Krishna 张开嘴，结果后来是在他 Krishna 的嘴里看到了整个的宇宙展示的时候，他大为吃惊，但是很快他就回过神来，他就说别这样，然后就让 Krishna 闭上嘴去那儿去玩去。
And even though the demigods are worshipping Krishna, theUpanishads and the scriptures are glorifying Krishna. The great philosophers are analyzing the universe and realizing how Krishna is so great. But Mother Yashoda, she saw Krishna as her own son.
那些半神人呢？他们都会把 Krishna 作为主来崇拜，而且呢，他们以这个 Upanishads 的这样的经典也崇拜他。然后就是那些学习Upanishad的这些圣人也是把 Krishna 作为这种非人格的范来去崇拜的。那么还有那些去分析这个整个的宇宙展示的也是这样去崇拜 Krishna。但是呢，这个 Yashoda 妈妈始终只是把 Krishna 当成了她的孩子。
Therefore, Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says that only by unalloyed, unmotivated devotional service can I be understood as I am.
所以呢 ，Krishna 他在《薄伽梵歌》当中说，就是只有通过纯粹的奉献服务，才能真正的了解我。
And Mother Yashoda, she did not hesitate to chastise Krishna when he needed to be chastised.
然后呢？Yashoda, what?
Yeah, Mother Yashoda.
Can you repeat that?
She did not hesitate to punish Krishna.
Okay, 就是 Yashoda 妈妈，有的时候当她必须去惩罚这个 Krishna， 因为 Krishna 非常调皮的时候，她也是毫不犹豫的。
So, the same thing with the coward boys. When Krishna was defeated in a fight, he had to carry Shridam on his shoulders.
那个牧牛童们也是一样的，当牧牛童跟 Krishna 一起去玩耍的时候，Krishna 被打败了，他也得把这个 Shridam 他的朋友扛在肩上。
So for the coward boys of Vrindavan, Krishna is only a friend.
所以对于 Vrindavan 的那些牧牛童而言 ，Krishna 只不过是他们的好朋友。
Maybe a special friend, but still he is a friend.
可能这个朋友。跟别人不一样，稍微有些特别，但是毕竟还只是朋友而已。
Now when it comes to Srimati Radharani, she is the most expert in catching Krishna with her love.
那么说到这个 Srimati Radharani 呢，她是最擅长用她的爱心来捆绑 Krishna 了。
But one day when she was with Krishna in the forest, she asked Krishna to carry her on his shoulders.
但是有一天在森林里的时候呢 ，Srimati Radharani。叫这个 Krishna 把自己扛在他的肩上。
And Krishna disappeared.
这个时候 Krishna 就突然间消失不见了。
So, at every level of transcendental relationship with Krishna, there is what we know as yoga maya.
所以呢，在这个与 Krishna 的超然的这种关系的各个层面上，都有 yoga maya。
Yoga Maya means the spiritual illusory potency of Krishna.
Yoga Maya 指的是 就是 Krishna 的灵性的迷幻能量。
And that spiritual illusory energy covers the devotees and even covers Krishna himself for the sake of relationships.
那么，这种 Yoga Maya 这种灵性的迷幻，能量不仅覆盖了 Krishna 的纯粹的奉献者，甚至也覆盖了 Krishna 本人。那么这种覆盖的目的就是更加的增强 Krishna 和他的奉献者们之间的这种爱的关系。
Now, in other relationship with Krishna, such as being a servant.
然后我们再讲到和 Krishna 之间的其他的关系，比如说这个作为仆人和 Krishna 之间的主仆关系。
The only objective of a devotee as a servant is to always bring happiness to Krishna.
那作为 Krishna 的仆人，奉献者们只有一个任务，就是给 Krishna 带来快乐，让 Krishna 开心。
And similarly, when Krishna relates to his intimate friends, they also bring him happiness all the time.
那当 Krishna和他的最亲密的好朋友在一起的时候，这些小伙伴们也只有一个目的，就是让 Krishna 高兴，给他快乐。
Yes. Now, the next level of relationship is to be parent of Krishna.
那和 Krishna 之间的下一重关系就是作为 Krishna 的父母。
And parents of Krishna includes the other relationship, which is to be a servant and to be a friend.
那作为这个 Krishna 的父母的话，这种父子母子关系当中也已经包含了前面的这两种关系，就是主仆关系和朋友关系。
So as we go up on the different degrees of intimacy with Krishna, all the relationships are combined.
所以呢，就是随着这个和 Krishna 之间的亲密的关系越来越增盛，越来越浓烈，那么其实就是越往上的话，这些所有的前面的这些关系也都包含在其中，也就都结合起来了。
This is a little bit technical.
我们说到这里呢，似乎有一些专业性。
What we have to remember as an important point is that Krishna allows for this pure relationship to exist so that ultimately Krishna is under the control of his devotee.
那是 Krishna 他允许这些纯粹的情感关系存在，其实只是一个目的，就是 Krishna他心甘情愿地被这些纯粹的奉献者所控制。
And when Krishna is under the control of his devotee, this is where he gets the most pleasure.
那其实当 Krishna 甘愿地被他的奉献者们所控制的时候，这个时候他的内心是最快乐的。
Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will conclude.
现在呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就下了结论，
进行了总结。By saying, I have simply given a general survey describing the mellows of devotional service. Survey means you can consider how to adjust and expand.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就在这里说呢，我现在就是大体的描述了这些奉献服务中的甘美，你现在可以考虑如何去调整，如何去扩展。
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not going to elaborate in every minor details about the science of devotional service. He only gave a few examples.And then he is asking Rupa Goswami to elaborate in his own writing, in his own words.
那换句话说，就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 这里并不是想对这个奉献服务的科学进行非常详细的这种阐释。他并不想把它扩展开来讲，他 他只是举了一些例子，而他呢把这个任务就交给了 Shri Rupa Goswami 让他事后去完成这个任务。
And Rupa Goswami is capable of doing this because if we remember at the beginning of this chapter, Lord Chaitanya entered his heart and empowered him to receive such a knowledge.
那 Rupa Goswami 是有能力做到这一点的，因为在这最前面我们已经讲到了，就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他是进入到 Rupa Goswami 的心中，并且赋予他这种能量，赋予他这种力量，让他能够去用这种文字的这个方式去进一步阐释奉献服务的科学。
And Lord Chaitanya will conclude by saying Bhavite Bhavite Krishna Svuraye Antare Krishna Kripaya Agyapaya Rasa Sindupare. When one thinks of Krishna constantly, love for him manifests within the heart. Even though one may be ignorant, one can reach the far shore of the ocean of transcendental love by Lord Krishna's mercy.
那这段话就是说，当一个人能够恒常的去思念 Krishna 的时候，对 Krishna 的爱便自然而然的展示在他的心中。即便他是无知愚昧的，急着主 Krishna 的仁慈，他也可以至达超然之爱的超然之爱的海洋的彼岸。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says all we have to do is think of Krishna constantly.
所以 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在说，我们只要做一件事，就是时时刻刻的想着 Krishna， 心心念念的就是心系 Krishna。
And Krishna says the same thing to Arjuna in the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
那 Krishna 在这个《薄伽梵歌》的第八章也是这样对 Arjuna 说的。
Where he says, Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmara yudhyascha mayapita mayabudhir mam eve shashi samsaya. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu means therefore,At all time, sarva kala,
sarva kala,
at all time.
意思就是，时时刻刻。
Mam anusmara yudhyascha. Mam is me. Anusmara means remembering.
是我。
Yes.
Anusmara. Anusmara 就是意思就是说想着我，时时刻刻的想着我。
Krishna says, Arjuna, at all time, think of me as Krishna.
时时刻刻地想着我，把我当作 Krishna.
And then, Mayarpita Mano Buddhir Mame Vishyasi Samsai means with your action and your intelligence, you come to me.
就是记着你的，记住你的行动，和心意，你就可以来到我的跟前。
So after this conversation, which took 10 days,
那么这个行动呢，就是需要十天。
The conversation between Rupa Goswami and Lord Chaitanya went over 10 days.
The action,
the conversation,
他们就是 Rupa Goswami 和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 之间的这个对话呢，进行了整整十天。
So he instructed Rupa Goswami for 10 days, every day.
所以就是说，在这十天当中呢，他天天的在教导 Rupa Goswami.
Then Lord Chaitanya decided to go to Benares.
接下来 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就决定要去 Benares.
You remember Chaitanya was in Vrindavan, then he was returning to Puri, and on his way back.He met Rupa Goswami in Allahabad, and then he was going to meet Sanatan Goswami in Benares.
那我们要知道，就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，在这里就是从， Vrindavan 要回到 Puri， 在这个路上的时候，他首先是在 Allahabad 来见到这个 Swarupa Goswami， 接下来他再继续往前走，就是到了 Banaras， 在那里他将见到 Sanatan Goswami。
So Lord Chaitanya embraced Rupa Goswami like he was saying goodbye to him。
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，就紧紧地拥抱 Rupa Goswami， 向他道别。
Just like every time Lord Chaitanya leaves a place, he always leaves people behind.
那就好像是呢，就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他每到一个地方，他都要跟最后呢，要跟当地的人作别。
But Rupa Goswami made a request.
但是 Rupa Goswami 当时就提出了一个请求。
He said, "If you give me permission, I shall go with you."It is not possible for me to tolerate the waves of separation.
他就是说呢，如果您允许我，请让我能够跟随您，对我来说，对我来说是不可能去忍受这种分离之苦的浪涛。
So after 10 days, Rupa Goswami could not conceive that he would be separated from Lord Chaitanya.
所以呢，就经过了这十天呢 ，Rupa Goswami 呢，他已经无法想象和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 之间的分离。
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had another plan in his mind.
但是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，心中又另有打算。
He said, "Your duty is to carry out my order. You have come near Vrindavan. Now you should go there."
那他说呢，你的责任呢，就是去履行我的训令。你现在离文大本已经不远了，所以现在你应当去那里。
So after instructing Rupa Goswami, Lord Chaitanya wanted to send him to Vrindavan.
所以呢，就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 给了 Rupa Goswami 这些训谕之后，他就要把这个 Rupa Goswami 派往 Vrindavan。
And then after Vrindavan, you can come to Jagannath Puri and you can come to see me.
然后他又对 Rupa Goswami 说呢，你去完 Vrindavan 之后，那个你可以来到，就是 Jagannath Puri， 然后来见我。
So there was no more discussion. Lord Chaitanya got into a boat, and Rupa Goswami fainted.
那么在这个时候呢，这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就再也没有往下讲了，然后就上了这个船。就离开了 Rupa Goswami， 那这个时候 Rupa Goswami 呢，就伤心的晕倒在地上。
So Lord Chaitanya went to Benares, and Rupa Goswami and his brother went to Vrindavan.
那么 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，就是去了 Benares， 然后 Rupa Goswami 和他的兄弟就去了 Vrindavan。
And finally, Lord Chaitanya arrived in Varanasi after walking. He didn't go there by train.He walked all the way. I would say from Allahabad to Benares is probably 200 kilometers.
然后这里呢，就是那个，就是七州登岸之后，其他那马哈帕布是徒步，去的，就是是那个徒步去的 Benares。那阿拉哈巴跟 Benares 之间的那个距离，估计得有。200 kilometers.
Yeah.
就这两者之间的那个距离大约是200公里之远。
So when you arrived in Benares, his pure devotee Chandrasekhar went to greet him.
那么当他到了 Benares 的时候，他的这个纯粹的奉献者这个 Chandrasekhar 呢就来迎接了他。
But the night before, Chandrasekhar had a dream that Lord Chaitanya was arriving. So the next morning, he walked out of the city to greet him.
就是在前一天夜晚呢 ，Chandrasekhar 他就梦到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的到来，所以第二天他就特地的，去迎接。
So just from a dream, Chandrasekhar knew that Lord Chaitanya was coming, so he waited for him on the road.
那就是说，只是凭着这个梦境，Chandrasekhar就知道Chaitanya Mahaprabhu来了，所以他就在路上去迎接他。
And he brought Lord Chaitanya to his home.
然后他又把这个Chaitanya Mahaprabhu就请到了家中。
So, We remember that Lord Chaitanya, he had two devotees, only two Vaishnavas in the city of Benares. One was Chandrasekhar, and the other was Tapan Mishra.
那我们前面大家还记得，就是说到，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在 Benares， 他只有两个奉献者，就是贴心的奉献者，一个就是 Chandrasekhar， 一个叫做 Tapan Mishra。
So Tapan Mishra brought Lord Chaitanya to his home and gave him lunch.
那 Tapan Mishra 呢，就把 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 请到了家里，并且呢，请他午餐。
And he begged Lord Chaitanya. He said to him, "My dear Lord, while you are in Benares, please only eat at my home. Don't go to anyone else."
那这个时候 ，Tapan Mishra 就请求 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说，你在 Benares 期间呢，不要去其他的地方，只在我家。只在我家用餐吧。
Everyone was thinking that Lord Chaitanya was only coming through Benares for a few days.
那大家都以为 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 到这个 Benares 只不过是待几天途经当地而已。
So because he was thinking I'm only staying for 3 or 4 days, I don't mind eating at the home of Tapan Mishra every day.
所以他想呢，我既然只是待个三四天，那每天到Tapan Mishra 家里去用餐也没什么。
Now, the situation changed.
但是情况却发生了改变。
Because other Brahmanas wanted to invite Lord Chaitanya.
因为当时还有其他的一些婆罗门也想邀请 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And what will happen now is that the Mayavadi sannyasis are going to invite Lord Chaitanya.
那现在会发生什么呢？就是 Mayavadi 的假象中非人格主义的这个 Sannyasi 托钵僧也想邀请 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 到家中用餐。
So now we are finishing chapter 19.
现在我们讲完了第十九章。
Which was the teachings of Lord Chaitanya to Rupa Goswami.
这一章的内容是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 对 Sri Rupa Goswami 的教导。
But from chapter 20 to chapter 25, we are going to discuss the teachings of Lord Chaitanya to Sanatan Goswami.
那就是从《马迦利拉中篇逍遥》的第二十章开始，一直到二十五章呢，这个贯穿的就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 给 Sanatan Goswami 的教导。
And including with the teaching of Sanatan Goswami,Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami will also relate how Lord Chaitanya liberated the Mayavadi sannyasis.
那么在讲述就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 对 Sanatan Goswami 的教导的同时，作者 Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 也同时讲到了在那里 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是怎么样去救赎这个 Mayavadi sannyasi 托钵僧的。
So over the next 5 chapters, actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 chapters.
那就是所以说在接下来的六章当中
，we are going to hear lots of philosophy.
就是我们会听到很多的哲学内容。
Lots of information on the science of Bhakti Yoga.
关于这个 Bhakti Yoga 风雅瑜伽的大量信息。
And wonderful pastimes between Lord Chaitanya and Sanatan Goswami.
然后呢，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和 Sanatan Goswami 之间的这种美妙的逍遥时光。
And the amazing pastimes of Lord Chaitanya changing the heart of the Mayavadi sannyasis.
还有一个精彩的故事，就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是如何改变 Mayavadi Sannyasi 托钵僧的这个心的。
Shirupa Raghunath Pade Yare Ash Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Das. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das,narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita following in their footsteps.
我 Krishna Das 在 Sri Rupa Goswami 和 Sri Raghunatha 的莲花足下祈祷，我时时刻刻的 渴望着他们的仁慈，追随他们的脚步。叙述 Chaitanya Charitamrita。
Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。白坤塔之音，服务员与聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，今天的永恒的切坦年经是切坦年切尔塔米塔就讲到这里结束。我们下周同一时间，星期三早上7点再见。祝大家度过充满着 Krishna 知觉的快乐的一天。 Hare Krishna。